Jeff Seymour, and welcome to the podcast. Today I'm going to talk about the best thing you can do when you feel like you're faking it. I'll explain. So now, what is the best way to tackle this problem? Well, let's first look at what we're talking about. You're in the middle of a scene, and you feel the last line, the emotion you just had, whatever, it felt phony, it felt fake to you. It didn't feel real. You can do better. You're struggling, you're stumbling. Why can't you get this right? I don't really feel angry. That last line I said just felt flat. That kind of thing, yes? It's pretty common, isn't it? Well, I'm going to tell you how to get out of that. I'm going to tell you how, if you do exactly what I say, this notion will never plague you again. Ever. Ever. The first thing you need to consider, all right, to set this up, and this is really, really, really important. The reason that your work feels fake from time to time and you have an awareness of it is because it is. It's fake. Of course it is. We're actors. We're acting. It's fake. It's all fake. Your mother, thank goodness, didn't just die. You didn't accidentally just kill the captain of police. Your dog just didn't get hit by a car. All of this is fake. It is fake. Your sadness over the loss of the town's mayor, it's fake. It didn't happen. You don't know the mayor of your town. Now, I know this seems like I'm being glib, but the first thing you have to accept is none of this is real. There is only one way to keep from feeling fake and phony when you're working, and that is to never consider that. You want to get to that place you want to get to? Stop thinking about that. That's what's killing your work. You're sitting there deciding line to line whether or not what you're doing is fake. You know what that means? That means that you're listening to yourself. That means that you're listening to the way the words are coming out. That means that while you're speaking, while you're saying your lines, you are sitting there like some sort of acting editor, and you are listening to what you're saying, and you're deciding whether or not it's passing muster. You're deciding whether or not it sounds real, whether it feels real. Everything is being screwed up by the fact that you've got this little monitor running. The way that you cure this I feel fake problem is you got to shut that system down. You have to shut it down. In life, we don't use that system. We don't. We are so preoccupied with trying to say the things that are on our mind and winning arguments and getting points across and trying to win favor or to present argument that we don't have the time nor the luxury to sit around and decide whether or not the words as they're coming out of our mouth seem to be the way we were hoping, or maybe I could say it differently, a little better. You know, we don't do that during the day. We don't. You know what happens sometimes? You realize you're not in the conversation. Your mind has wandered. Someone's telling you something of importance or just talking to you, and you're out having coffee with a friend you haven't seen in a long time, and you feel your mind wander. You may say a few things and really feel like, God, I'm not even really here. I didn't even hear what she or he just said. You know what you do? You just masterfully, but very simply, just put your mind where it needs to be, and you just start talking about the thing you do. You don't feel phony for the first few seconds, realize your mind wandered when your friend said something, and then allow that to dictate the way the entire afternoon goes, because after all, you must be a fake and a phony because your mind wandered for a second, or you thought about something you just said, and now you're so preoccupied with it, you can no longer have a conversation with someone. What I'm getting at is the way that you stop from feeling this way is the same way you do in life. You make what's more important the thing you're talking about, the problem you're having, the conflict. You become consumed with that, not consumed with the superficial concept of whether or not the words sound real when you say them. And that's what's happening. Don't come on. I've been doing this for 41 years. I've seen a babillion actors. This is what happens. Everyone listens to themselves. That's what you do when you're sitting around running your lines, right? You run your lines to the point where then you say a line, you go, oh, that. And you're listening to it, and it's kind of informing the way you feel now. You think, yeah, that's what I'm meaning to say. You can just suddenly say a line out loud, whether it's by yourself or maybe with a friend you're running lines with, and you'll think, that's what I'm meaning. And it will kind of help you crystallize an understanding you have, because that line will have perhaps intuitively popped out of you, and it'll give real shape to the idea, you see, that you have. And so the actor sometimes reverse engineers their understanding of the scene because they'll realize that's what I'm meaning, and you'll get it from the way you said the line. That's cool. It happens all the time. It's happening as I'm speaking all over the world. But here's the mistake. Instead of allowing it to simply inform a clearer, stronger understanding of what it is you're talking about and leave it at that, you make the mistake of clinging on to the way you said it, because you feel that that way, that rendition, that intonation is unlocking the key to the kingdom for you. So you put that away, you squirrel it away, and you decide that when the scene comes up again, I'm going to say it that way, and like I did in my living room, because when I said it, I realized, you see, that I that's what I meant, and now I'm going to say it that way. And this, so then you go into rehearsal, and or you go onto set, and you say the line that way, but you know what? It's not the same. You know why? Because you're slightly more fixated on the way it sounded, on the way it came out. And the reason things go wrong is because you're more preoccupied with the way it sounds and not really what you're saying. And since you want to make sure that you say it the way you said it in your living room, you're not really in the pocket with your thoughts. You're not really there in first person making an argument. You're actually subtly and secretly trying to repeat an intonation you came up with earlier that you thought was pure gold. And then in that moment, you realize it didn't quite hit. You realize you're kind of out. And suddenly you say, oh, I feel like a fake. I feel like a phony. And why? Well, because you're thinking about the last line you said and how it didn't seem real to you. And therein lies the problem. You have to stop caring about the way things sound. That is the only way to stop this. What you should be caring about are the points you're making, not how you're making them, in the sense of the inflection, the intonation. That is really how you're going to feel in the pocket. Let me give you a similar circumstance. Have you ever been in a conversation with someone? Perhaps you meet them at a party, a friend you're catching up with, a first date, or even a second date. And you engage in a conversation, and suddenly it's 3 hours later, and you both honestly were never aware of the time. It just flew by. Why? Because you were so engrossed in your conversations, in the ideas you were exchanging, in the recollections you were having, in the points you were making, and time flies by. That's when everything feels real. You see, not while you're doing it. Afterwards, 3 hours later, when you realize time just whipped by. Why? Because you were so engrossed in the things you were talking about. You need to break this cycle. You need to break this habit, this superficial, indulgent habit of sitting around listening to yourself and deciding whether or not what you're saying sounds right. Because that's what you're doing. I don't care what you say. I'm a professional. I've been doing this my entire life. I guarantee you that is what's going on. How am I positive? Well, how do you make an argument for it being something other? You've said what you said and you feel fake. You feel fake because of the way it sounded. Okay, my argument is, why are you listening to the way it sounds? Aren't you talking about something here? Aren't you trying to make an important point? This thinking, you know, this way, this behavior is kind of like a tumor. You can't dress it up. You can't put a little lipstick on it or train it. You need to get rid of it. You just cut it out. Bing. Bye-bye. You don't do it anymore. And if things feel phony for a second, don't give that thing oxygen. Do not give the tumor oxygen. You see, when you turn that thing off, when you really excise that tumor, when you get that thing out, you now really, honestly, have so much more focus available to you to put into the scene because you are not indulging yourself. I think the true blue thing to do is to really just focus on what you're doing in the scene. And when you feel insecure and you're lacking confidence and you're listening to what you're saying or you're frustrated because you can't cry, you do not indulge in this idea that you're a fake, you're a phony. Because listen, it's all fake. It's all phony. There's no one in that casket. There is no Tyrannosaurus Rex. None of this is happening. So stop beating yourself up. We're all play acting. Now, do I want my stuff to be dead real? Do I want it when people watch me to just imagine this is happening? Of course. Of course. But what I've learned is if I stop beating myself up in real time, if I stop being preoccupied with the way I'm saying things and whether or not it's as good as it was yesterday when I was at my coffee table, you know, if I stop doing that, I have so much more capacity to focus on what it is I'm doing. This is really one of the things that happens with the professional actor as they go through their career. They care less and less about that idea of micromanaging what they're saying, and they have much more focus and consciousness available to just put it on what they're doing in the scene, what they're saying, the points they're making. They're not there in real time with this stage mother in their head whispering, oh, that sucked. That you did that line better last night in the kitchen. What was that all about? That's bad. You know, you don't need that. You need to get rid of that. That's how you cure it. Because the one thing I never think about is whether I'm sounding fake. I really, honestly, I don't do it. I think, oh, let's do it again. I think, let me try again. I have a different idea, whatever. But I do not fixate on whether or not the words coming out of my mouth feel fake. And then I certainly don't talk about it. This is a nasty habit. And I promise you, if you just make yourself stop doing it, it may not happen all at once. You'll have to wean yourself off it. But if you do it, I promise you, it'll change the way you attack your work. You won't be so tentative. You won't need to say the line silently to yourself, the new way that you're going to try it, because hopefully this one won't stink. It'll save you all that. There you have it. All right, that's what I have for you today. As always, thanks for listening. You have been listening to a Real Life Actor Podcast. This is Jeff Seymour. Real Life Actor Podcasts can be found on a variety of platforms, including Pandora, Spotify, iTunes, Podomatic, Verbal, and many more. Please tell your friends. And if you like what you're hearing, please remember to hit the like button and subscribe. You'll be the first to know when the next one comes out. And if you haven't read my book, The Real Life Actor, it's available on Amazon in paperback and Kindle. Thanks so much for listening.